Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor, where we work to give men increased self-esteem, establish a healthy self-identity, and motivate men to obtain high, noble character, as detailed in Scripture. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
All right. Thank you very much. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus the Christ, God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you all throughout the land, wherever you find yourself in this world. I pray that your heart is over to God. I pray that you give all your troubles over to Christ. And I pray that your steps are ordered by the Holy Spirit. You know, those are our prayers here at Breaking Chains. Let us open up the lines to Pastor Jackson so he can get us started with prayer. God bless you, Pastor. Good evening to you, sir.
God, a great evening to you, sir. To God be the glory. Thank you for all your prayers taking me before the throne. In the name of Jesus, let us humble ourselves for a few seconds for the word of God said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal the land. So let us take a few seconds as we before we go before the throne of grace in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to your holy name, O loving Savior. Lord, we ask you for forgiveness for everything that we've said, thought, or done that wasn't pleasing to your sight or hearing. Lord God, we ask that nevertheless, not our will, but thy will be done, Lord God. For you taught your disciples to pray in this manner, saying, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. In Jesus' name, Lord, we ask that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, as we come boldly to your throne. Lord God, we pray that something be said on tonight, Lord God, that will not only just break chains, but give your people hope, give them an encouraging word, Lord God, that they hear something said by the pastors on this podcast tonight, that they ask, what must I do to be saved, Lord God? For all we are vessels that are to make disciples out of all the nations, Lord God. We are to give direction. You are the one that makes the change, Lord God. So help us to be mindful of what we say, Lord God, not to tear down, but to lift up, Lord God, to encourage people to turn from their wicked ways towards you, who can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask to thank according to the power at work in us, Lord God. Help us continue to just preach the word, be instant, in season and out of season, to reprove, rebuke, exhort with long suffering and doctrine, Lord God. Help us to know that we are just vessels, that you chose us. We didn't choose you. Lord God, we said we'll go. When you ask, whom shall I send, Lord God? We said, send us, Lord. We'll go. And thank you, Lord God, for not just sending us, but giving us the equipment and the tools to do what needs to be done for your people, Lord God, according to your will, purpose, and plan for their lives, Lord God. But your word is your will, Lord God. Your word is power. Your word is the essence of everything that any one of us could ever need, Lord God. So we just trust in you. We walk by faith and not by sight, but we also walk according to your will, purpose, and plan, Lord God. But we know that your will be done, whether we like it, accept it, or receive it or not, Lord God. So help us to humble our hearts, Lord God, as we come before you, Lord God, feeding your people, feeding your sheep proper nutrients, Lord God, that they may grow and mature in the word of God. In Jesus' name, we thank everybody for tuning in. We thank you for the pastors, Lord God, that you sent, that you put in place, Lord God. And we're just going to break chains tonight in the name of Jesus, by the power of God, under the anointed authority of your Holy Spirit. In Christ Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to your holy name.
Amen. All glory to God. God bless you. All right, everybody. Suit up. Put on your full armor of God. You know what time it is. YET Radio is signing on. It's time to break chains. And the way I feel today, boy, I'm about to bust them up. Let's go get them.
They thought they was gonna kill me with all their hate. Let them hoes blow, baby. You can hate me all you want to, cuz it's only gonna make me stronger.
I don't think they hear me, dog.
You can't stop this, dog. You can't stop this.
It's
God's plan, and I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm free now.
I'm ready.
I got my
I'm
mind
ready.
Right.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
The heat out on your boy and they left me for dead.
Blood in my eyes, thorns on my head. Only thing that I can hear is what my savior said. While I'm in my own blood and I can't feel my legs, but I'ma live,
I'ma live.
I will not die. Got up off the ground and I wiped that blood up out my eyes. Got my mind right, got my grind right. Stood up, now it's time to rise. Been resurrected,
resurrected.
I am alive. Blood drip, headed for war, fire in my eyes. Ready for war, no turning back. I got my dogs with me, 300 of us. Young Leonidas, take on the whole city. We don't retreat, we do not quit. We are not the same to live and die for the truth. Let's be plain, this is why I came. And if I were you, then dog, I'd probably hate me too. But the power that I come in is too big for you. To stop, so stop it for me before you go too far. My mind right, the time right, boy, and I'm ready for war.
To the sky, my war goes on. To die before too long. Put me on my shield and carry me home.
I'm ready,
I'm ready, I'm ready.
I told him why.
I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready.
I told him why.
I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready.
I told him why.
I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready.
I'm ready for war.
It's Breaking Chains with Young Adult Talk
on YAT Radio.
All the soldiers put your hands up.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah. This right here goes out to all the real men.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Put your fist in there, bro. We making a declaration right now. That we handling our responsibilities, you understand? We not gonna get caught with our work undone.
Yeah, yeah.
Here we go. Hey, let's go.
I'm a king.
Let's go.
I'm a king. I'm a priest. I'm a priest. I'm a prophet.
Yeah.
I'm a priest,
yeah.
I'm a prophet,
yeah. I'm a prophet.
I speak the word over my family, I'm a king.
I know they ain't gotta tell me.
Promise I'ma get mine. We too close to the end time, but you better recognize and give God his time. Too many people depend on what you do, but you got a big load to carry. Nobody got a responsibility like we do. As the head of the household, your family,
yeah.
This ain't no game to me. I got a goal to reach each year.
Yes sir,
yes, sir, it's plain to see. I'm a soldier with this here. Holy, holy, holy. Yeah, we body, body,
yeah.
I'm saved and I'm proud,
yeah.
I'ma scream it out loud and shout it. I'ma raise this banner. Yep, I'ma stand up for the Lord Almighty. And I'm in your hands, shots in control of my spirit, soul, and body. Whatever you want, you got it. That's just my gratitude. Nobody ain't mad at you, I'm just the same with an attitude. And I don't run before them, just when my family's in a crisis. I stay before them, because some crisis, I belong to you, you the reason.
I'm a king,
I'm a king,
I'm a priest,
I'm a priest,
I'm a prophet,
I'm a prophet.
I speak the word over my family, I'm a king,
I'm a king,
I'm a priest,
I'm a priest,
I'm a prophet,
I'm a prophet.
I speak the word.
And let the Lord take control of you,
yeah.
Cause we as men, we got to go hard and show hard and stand firm and go through, complete the journey no matter how far.
Yeah,
better keep your head up with your back straight, your chest out with your eyes forward, with the word of God as your mind state. He built his house upon the rock, so when the storm comes, it won't sway. Jesus heard the notice against the gates to fail. You can't prevail what God say.
Nah.
I'm believing what the word says, that's why I'm here in the first place. I'm gone off that holy water on fire for God like Bombay. I give God time all the time, my just will serve him on Sunday. So when across that finish line, I want to see him face to face.
Yep.
Well done, good and faithful servant.
heaven is what I wanna hear the Lord say. Complete my journey on this side and cross over yonder to a better place.
Yeah.
Raise my children up in the Lord.
Yeah.
Love my wife like Christ love the church to take my position of authority. He gave me dominion while I'm in the earth, cause I'm a king.
I'm a king. Yeah.
We marching, we marching, we stepping.
Come on now.
The kingdom of God is taking over. We marching.
Put your boots on the ground.
We marching.
Put your hands in the dirt.
We marching, we stepping. The kingdom of God is taking
over. Let's do this work.
I'm a king. We marching.
Cause God has called you.
We marching.
Will you answer the call?
See the kingdom of God is taking over.
Hey.
We marching.
I'm a king. Let's go.
We marching. We stepping.
Let's go.
We marching. We stepping.
Let's go.
The kingdom of God is taking over.
Yeah.
I'm a king.
I'm a king.
You might not see your crown.
But I see it.
I speak the word.
Oh, yeah.
My family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm
God
a
has
king.
Given you authority.
I'm a prophet.
And
I'm
dominion.
A prophet. I speak the word over my family. I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I'm a prophet.
You need to cry for Sean,
I'm baby. I'm a prophet.
Let's
speak
go.
The word over my family. I'm a king.
Yeah.
I'm a king.
I'm a priest.
I'm a priest.
I'm a prophet.
I'm a prophet.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right there. Thank you, Dre. What's up with you? Welcome back to the show, Breaking Chains. The Mighty Men of Valor signing on. And let me tell you something now. Let me put my disclaimer out there right now before we go anywhere. Let me say this to you right now tonight. Tonight, we're going to step on some toes. We're going to ruffle some feathers. Let me just say that first and foremost. I'm going to put it out there in the beginning. I am stepping on toes tonight. I am ruffling feathers. I am confronting the enemy to his face tonight. So if you hear yourself getting called out, so be it. Take it up with God. Number two, we're not here to disrespect. We're not here to tear you down. We're here to just call it out. All right? If you fit in that category, let God convict your heart. Let God just bring you back. You repent and keep it moving. All right? So we all guilty. We all sinners. Ain't none of us perfect. So just go in there and look
Amen.
In the mirror and say, yes, I am a sinner. Yes, I am guilty, Lord. Forgive me and get it right. You understand what I'm saying? So I just got to throw that out there with you right now. All right? So here we go. Let me just take my gloves off, put these brass knuckles on. So let's go battle. Let me say this to you. I need everybody just listen for a second. You can turn the dial. You can disconnect me after I say this to you, but I need you to hear this right here. If you are over 21 years old, you are grown. You may not be full grown yet, but you are legally grown. You understand what I'm saying? When you was a child, you spoke as a child, you acted like a child, you did childish things. Now that you have become grown, let me tell you something. It's time to put those childish things away. Now, if you are mentally unstable of doing that, that's a different story. But if you have your full capabilities of understanding the difference between right and wrong, it's time for you to stand up and get it right. It's time for you to do something out here in this wicked world to say that you've had enough. Let me tell you something. You heard what Drew just said. Pastor Jackson just quoted that thing in his text again. I ain't mad at nobody. I'm just a saint with an attitude. Why do I have an attitude? Because enough is enough. I am tired of seeing you manipulating people. I am tired of seeing you taking advantage of people. I am tired of you robbing the people. I'm sick and tired of it. You understand what I'm saying? It's time out for it. All you pastors out there sitting back, sitting on your hands, ain't doing nothing. All you leaders out there sitting on your hands, ain't doing nothing but robbing the people, lying to the people, letting corporations rob the people, letting big corporations come in and take over things. Enough is enough, man. Enough is enough. Let me tell you
Amen.
Something. I'm going to say what needs to be said because Proverbs 17 and 15 says, he who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the righteous
yeah.
are both alike an abomination to the Lord. So if you sitting up there getting in, let me tell you something, having a party with the evil ones, partying with them, talking about how you could get over on the next one, it's an abomination to the Lord. And God say, woe unto you. Let me tell you something. God means this to you too. It would have been better for you not to even been born for what's about to happen to you. I'm just speaking this to you right now because you, listen, as you can hear me right now, that means you got an opportunity to get it right. You need to repent of the Lord. You need to repent of your sins to the Lord. I'm just telling you now. And let me tell
Amen.
You something else. If you think that you're going to come at me and say something or do whatever, it is what it is because this is what I am convinced of. Romans 8:38 tells me I am convinced that nothing can ever separate me from God's love. And I'm making it personal. I ain't speaking for you. I'm speaking for Roderick Williams. That's my name. I ain't telling you my middle name because that ain't none of your business. But let me tell you something. Neither death nor life, nor angels, nor demons, neither our fears for today, nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate me from God's love. No power in the sky above, in the earth below. Indeed, the scriptures say nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate me from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. So do what you got to do, but I'm going to do what I got to do too. Listen, let me tell you something. God bless me with this ministry to oversee it. God bless me with this podcast to oversee it. It belongs to him. He can shut it down anytime he wants to. You can't touch it because he said the gates of hell cannot prevail against his church. And I am his church. I'm just the new church. I'm the radical church. I'm the church full of warriors, chain breakers.
Amen.
That's who we are. You understand what I'm saying? So I just needed to get that out of my system because I am sick and tired of corporation and politicians lying and deceiving and robbing the people. I've had enough of it, man. And let me tell you something. If you sitting back watching this and ain't doing nothing, I said this last night, you are not a child of God if you ain't getting involved.
Yeah.
You are not a child of God if you're not saying something. You're talking about you got to sit back and just pray about it. I pray about it all day, every day. But it's got to do something about it. Let me tell you something. Faith without works is dead, man. You sit up here bumping your gums and you ain't doing nothing. That means nothing to me. You understand what I'm saying? Love is an action. You got to show me you love me. So you want people to know that you believe in God and you believe he going to do what he say he going to do? You be the example and get up out of your shucky-ducky, as Elder Melvin say, and do something about it. It's time to do something about it. So tonight, man, I want to talk about these things that's going on around us, that's going on in the world right now, that are just devastating to a lot of people. And people are leaving this earth every day, every day, every day. And you don't have a clue how bad that is out here. You understand? You don't have a clue of how bad that looks, that we are just losing people every day to gun violence. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are sick. A lot of people are just leaving here. And let me tell you something else. Here goes something else for you. How about this one here, Pastor Jackson? I see our overseer has joined us. We're going to bring him on. But how about this one right here, Pastor Jackson? How about people that say, man, we're going to support you, man. We down with you, man. We got your back. You can't even find them. You ain't never heard from them. You don't even see them. You understand? I'm going to make it personal then. Let me make it personal. And for all you out there talking about what kind of preacher is he? He ain't supposed to do that. Jesus confronted sin. I'm just confronting sin. Because you call yourself this. You got these titles. You got these this and this and this. If only the world knew that you ain't who you say you are. See, we come on here every night and confess our sins. We come on here every night and tell you where God brought us from. But you sitting there hiding, ducking and dodging, lying, manipulating, stealing, cheating, you know what I'm saying? Conniving, you know what I'm saying? Envious, jealous. God said you a bad person. God said you a bad person, and guess what? He told me to come from among you. Get from around your old evil self. And you wonder why I'm upset? Because a lot of y'all got titles in churches. Always talking about I'm holy, I'm sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and then come over here and cuss me out.
Come on.
I opened this platform up to the whole world, and the people that I knew don't even come on here and support me. I said I was making it personal. I got that right. And then when you get invited, you want to come in and tell me what I need to be doing and what I don't need to be doing. Go start your own then. Go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you over here. I'm going to love you from a distance. How about that? You can't support me, but I'm going to always support you. So I just had to make it personal, man, because, see, you believe in stuff. You believe in materialistic worldly things. But God told me in Mark 8:36, for what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? So you go right ahead and do what you do. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to ask God to have mercy on you. But it's up to you to fix that with God, not me. I've just had enough, man. I've just had enough. Pastors out there, I just had enough. This is the wrong place for you to come play. We through playing over here. We been through playing, but the heat then got turned up over here. Listen, if you can't come and support us, don't come at all. How about that? Don't come at all. If you're going to talk about us out there, we thank you for that. Talk about us all day, because when they turn us on, they going to hear us giving God all the glory. They going to hear us lifting up the name of Jesus, because he said if he be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. All I got to do is just keep lifting him up. And he going to suck that darkness right up out you. But somebody need to confront you to your face. Somebody need to confront you to your face and tell you you a coward. Somebody need to confront you to your face and tell you you a liar. Somebody need to confront you to your face and tell you you a thief. You understand what I'm saying? And we need to call those spirits up out of you. Because, see, as long as you are carrying that spirit, that makes you that person. So right now, let's rebuke that spirit up out of your life in the name of Jesus. Let's call those spirits out right now in the name of Jesus. Say, at the name of Jesus, who got to flee? The devil? What's the name?
Deal.
The devil? He got to go.
Got to deal.
Scripture say, well, two or got more gathered deal. In his name, he's in the midst. Just because you gather and talk about Lord, Lord, that don't mean that you getting in his kingdom. He looking at your heart, and everybody else can't do nothing but hear your words. Anybody can say something. But are we living what we talking? We got good talk now. We got good game. We got good game. You know what I'm saying? I'm born in the 60s. I'm a 60s baby. I got good game. I was raised around some serious things now. But see, God don't care about what I'm saying if my heart ain't right.
Amen.
All right, man. I just see, I'm laughing, man.
Game.
But don't game peep game. So in the spiritual realm, it's called the spirit of discernment. You understand? Let me make that plain for you out there talking about you know how y'all be talking. So let me make that plain for you. All you big timers out there. You understand what I'm saying? With them couple of stripes in, couple of stripes there. You understand? I understand what I'm saying. I'm trying the spirit by the spirit. And your spirit ain't right with my spirit. So some ain't equally yoked up together. So bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Get ghosts. See
you. I'll holler.
Peace.
I'll holler.
All right, man. All right. Oh, God bless you, Pastor Jackson. Good evening, sir. It's good to hear your voice, man. I didn't know that you were going to make it today, man. I pray. I've been praying for your brother, and glad to have you. There ain't nobody's business what we talking about, but God knows. And it's all
Amen.
Good because you're talking to me, so I know you're doing good, sir. So Pastor,
Amen.
With everything that's going on around us, I need you to comment on our worldly events that are affecting the people. And last night we had a question about fear. And our people have fallen into a fear mode because of everything that's going on around us. They don't understand it. And they're not getting taught properly how to understand it through the word of God. So elaborate a little bit, sir, about what I just said about that. And go ahead, take the mic, break chain.
You know, first of all, a lot of these, what you were talking about earlier about people just sitting idly by and doing nothing. The thing about that, Pastor, is this. As long as we, let me rephrase that. As long as so-called preachers continue to sit by and let them do it, then they're going to continue to do it. Because you know, no one is confronted. But we coming on here every night to confront the enemy. We coming here with attitude, because enough is enough. See, I don't care what you think about me. I don't care what you say about me, because I know who God has led me to become. You know, and yet still, I'm not perfect. Still pressing every day, you know. But the thing about it is, so many people are so above. You said something weeks and weeks ago. We have to stop preaching from where we are and preach from where God brought us from. You know, 1 Corinthians 9:22 says, to the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I have made all things to all men, that I might be all by all means save some. We're not going to save everybody, but we're going to put our best foot forward. But see, the thing with so many people today is they think that they are above even God. They look down on people. But the thing about it is, God is letting us know through thought. We've got to get on the level where people can understand what we're talking about. You know, so many people want to preach their thesis of seminary school instead of getting in the trenches with these people that needs to know the word with clarity, you know, and understand it. Not trying to preach to impress, you know, but to preach to save souls. You know, we can't save as men. We cannot save souls. But as men and women of God, we are supposed to turn them to those who can. You know, we're supposed to call out the spirits of fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, homosexuality, liars, thieves, covetous, drunkards, revelers, whatever the case may be. We're not supposed to direct the name of the person, but we're supposed to call out the spirit. I was reminded of the scripture that Jesus said, who are you? They said, we are legions, but we are men. You know, once Jesus knew, well, he knows all. But once you know and can identify the spirit, it's time to call them out by name. It's time to confront them by name. See, one thing I always tell people, the enemy hates to be ignored. The enemy hates to be confronted, and he hates to be convicted, you know. But the word does all of that. So all we have to do is just preach the word. Instant, in season and out of season, to reprove, rebuke, exhort with long-suffering and doctrine without fear, favor, or compromise. See, it's not about us. We come in the name of him who sent us. But like Jesus said, if another come in his name, you will receive it. See, you don't want to receive us because you think that we crazy, we radical, we loud, and you are right. Because enough is enough, and too much is ridiculous. That's what my mama used to say. And she also used to say this, everything that shine ain't gold. Just because you in the pulpit in a church don't mean that God placed you there. You know, the word of God said many are called, but few are chosen. And I want to add this. Some just went on their own. And the ones that have been sent by the enemy is doing his work. They're stealing, killing, and destroying. They're trying to steal your joy. They're trying to kill your relationship with God and destroy it as well. You know, they're trying to lead people astray. And because of those who claiming to be of God are not showing the evidence thereof, it's time to show the fruit. It's time to produce the fruit, you know. But like you said earlier, we're not here to tear anybody down. But enough is enough, and too much is ridiculous. This has been going on for too long. And we just came to do the will of him that sent us. Like it or not, accept it or not, it matters not. We're going to be about our father's business. Period. Thank you, sir.
God bless you, Pastor. Thank you for that. We say, period. It's simple as that. Listen, man, my brothers out there listening, you have to be able to say enough is enough and stop letting things happen in your life. But you also got to stop, you know what I'm saying, investing in the negative in your life, too. You know what I'm saying? You know, we have to, and let me say it like this. We have to cut off and stop investing into all of the negativity, you know, of our lives. And I said we. I didn't say you. I said we. We have to stop investing. We have to start investing in the positiveness of our lives. We have to start investing in the fruit of the spirit of our lives. You understand what I'm saying? We have to start spending more time getting that, nurturing that fruit, nurturing that tree. You understand what I'm saying? We got to be able to, you know, prune it when it needs to be pruned. We got to be able to go pick it when it needs to be picked. You know what I'm saying? I've never grown fruit, but you know what I'm saying? I know I got a live plant, and I know that I got to nurture it. I got to water it. I got to feed it. You understand what I'm saying? So we got to do better about nurturing that tree of life, that fruit of the spirit that grows that, on that tree. You understand what I'm saying? And we got to do better about that, because we've allowed them to invest into our negative side. They have poured into us, but we are investing in them, and them is the evilness. You know what I'm saying? Because we spend all of our money on things that of the world. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we need electricity, we need clothes, we need food, but you know what I'm saying? We going out here just making everybody rich while you getting poor. You know what I'm saying? You making everybody else rich while you getting poor. You spending more money with them instead of investing in your own, starting your own and getting your own business off the ground. Investing in your own business. Yours closing, but you still investing in theirs. That doesn't make sense to me. You understand what I'm saying? You get a stimulus check and the first thing you do is go to the mall.
Yep.
The first thing you run and do is go to the car lot and buy a lemon, and next week it's broke down and you mad all over again. Because you don't take time to invest. You don't take time to study. You don't take time to research. You don't take time to gain an understanding. And God told us in all thy getting, get an understanding.
Get understanding.
We don't know what our children are doing because we're too busy smoking weed, hanging out, partying. We couldn't wait to get back in the clubs when they open up. Clubs be packed all night. Listen, I done got up and went to work the next morning. It had to be to work, let me tell you something, at 7:15. And guess what? Clubs still packed from the night before.
Still popping.
Who at home with the children? The big brother? Our big brothers are raising their little brothers and sisters. Listen, listen, I'm not trying to put nobody down. But enough is enough, y'all. Enough is enough. We've been through this for over 400 years. Aren't you tired of it? Aren't you ready to get back to who you originally were created to be? Rulers of the world, kings and queens of the earth. God's chosen people. The disobedience kept them in trouble back then, and the disobedience got us going in circles today. Coming back to the same point.
Same thing. Come on. Oh,
my God.
Made a 360.
Went right to a 360. Listen to this. Psalms 43. Vindicate me, O God, and defend my cause against an ungodly people from the deceitful and unjust man. Deliver me, O Lord. Put that on your mirror and say that every morning when you wake up, every night before you go to bed. We all need to be vindicated by the Lord.
What's that scripture again, Pastor?
Sir? Oh,
what was that
Psalms
scripture again?
Psalms 43:1.
Amen.
All right, let's bring our overseer on. He's standing by. Glad to have him here tonight. God bless you, Pastor. Everybody out there, continue to pray for our overseer, Dr. Pastor LeVert Kemp. I was bearing another loved one this weekend. We're so glad to have him here. Been checking in with us all week, coming on, and powerful man of God. Pastor, we love you. Good evening.
Amen.
Welcome to the show.
Good evening to you and Pastor Jackson.
Good evening, sir.
Just listening. I've just been sitting and just being enriched spiritually by what you've been talking about. And the Bible declares that the word of God cuts like a two-edged sword. And if you look at some of the things, if you look at the things that the Holy Spirit do, the Holy Spirit don't make you shout and all kind of other things. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. That's only spiritually, we only just kind of get a little hyped up and we do a little thing. But the Bible said that the Holy Spirit came to convict the world. It came to lead and guide us in all spirit. He came to lead and guide us in all spirit and truth and bring all things to our remembrance what the Word of God has taught us. The Bible says you try the spirit by the spirit. So if you fornicating, adultery, homosexuality, thievery, if you're backbiting and all these things, if you're doing those things, the Word of God says that you're going against his will. Not Reverend Jackson, not Reverend William, nor Reverend Kemp. Is what thus said the Lord. When the scripture says, and I call this God's GPS. You know, when you get on your GPS, you could just key in and it'll take you anywhere you want to go. But God's GPS is the Bible, and if you read it, it'll take you straight to heaven. It'll take you to some place when you drive up. You're going to see 12 foundations with semi-precious stone with the name of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. But when you follow that GPS of the Bible and you stop stealing, stop killing, fornicating, adultery, and start trying to take action like Reverend Williams said, because, you know, faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. You have to hear that word, but then you have to put it into action. Okay? Faith without works is dead. I don't work to be saved. I work because I am saved. And when I do what I do, action word, a verb is a word that expresses action or state of being. My state of being is to give out God's word. The action is that I'm going to go and do it wherever I go. Now, I heard Pastor Jackson talking, and when he was talking, he was saying about it's not him that draw people to God, and that's true. The Bible said, declares, how can a man come unless he's drawn, and how can he be drawn unless it's by the Spirit? The Spirit will prick your heart. And amen. I want you to know that if you could do something wrong, if it don't bother you, if you're not living right, if it's not bothering you, and if you're going around playing church.
You better say that, Pastor.
You're playing church. You're playing church too much today. That's why I heard Reverend William, when he was talking about it, say, to not lay up for yourself treasures on earth where moths and rust do destroy, where thieves break in and steal. Well, then Jesus said, but lay up for yourself treasures in heaven. Now, if you understand, it was customary, the people in biblical times, in ancient times, you could tell their wealth by the way they dress. The Bible declares in the Old Testament, say, woe to the shepherd that feeds himself and not his flock, who dressed in wool and flax. If you could afford to have wool and flax garments, that meant you were rich. And that's those who have their morning suits and their $4,000 alligator crocodile shoes and go around and they have jets and they have the car, but you parking around with a hoopty, wasting all everywhere and then talking about what the Lord's going to do for you. No, if you ain't getting out there, if you don't put nothing in, you can't get nothing out. In other words, the Bible says we got to walk in him, meaning we have to have a lifestyle. Now, when he was talking about it, when you talk about the GPS and you're talking about faith come by hearing the word of God, but then you go and you talk about the heavenly treasures and the earthly treasures. The earthly treasures is women, men, it's cars. I don't care what kind of car you drive, that's not going to save you. I don't care how much money that you have. I've never seen a Brinks truck. I never seen none of them filing a funeral procession to bury the money. Now, then you don't care about you around here putting all your faith in a lady and a man. You're putting all your faith. I'm going fishing. You spend all kind of money with fishing tackles and boats, all kind of money in a car. You got Maseratis. You got Bentleys. You have all these cars that you want to do, but none of that. You're going to die and leave that. All these things that we're putting all our trust in. Now, Jesus never said anything was wrong with having money, But what he was saying about where our treasure is, where our priority. Where is your priority? Your priority is supposed to be seeking, saving that which is lost, not about trying to get rich. I mean, we following people today, and as Pastor William and as Pastor Jack, the church going around following people that's blind. If the blind lead the blind, they end up in a ditch. In other words, a person can't tell you how to get to heaven if they don't know the direction. I tell you, turn to no left turn, straight to heaven. Do everything what the Bible asks you to do. But when you read it, live by it. See, so many of us hear the word. The Bible says you honor me with your mouth. You jump up like nine sisters in a holy church, clap your hand, dancing up in church, go home, kick the cat, dump the dog, curse everybody out of the same mouth. You spoke in tongues out, you cursing people out, you're beating them out the money, you're homemongling, you're doing everything wrong, messing with little girls, messing with little boys, and you're doing everything that's against the word of God. You're going to bust hell wide open. See, heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. Hell is a prepared place for unprepared people. See, I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to trust God. I'm going to live by faith, and I'm going to trust in his word. And I don't have to beat anybody out of any money. I don't have to lie to you and tell you I can lay my hands on you and you're going to get up and you're going to be well. I always tell them, even in the seminary I teach, that the ones that come with the mumbo jumbo, that greater work that they could do, and see, they don't understand that the church had not started when that was said. I think it was in the book of John. Well, the church had not started. Jesus was speaking to his disciples. He was teaching his disciples certain things. Well, they did. On the day of Pentecost, over 3,000 were saving Jesus. The same people he healed and priesthood, they had him killed. Now, I want you to understand, I live in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The Mississippi River is big. It passed straight through here. If you think you can walk on water, I sure like to see you walk in that. And it's deep, too.
Oh, boy.
We have different ocean liners, ocean-going ships, and ocean-going ships come through New Orleans in here. Now, if you think that letting people tell you that and putting all on you and making you a greasy devil, you came in a devil and you tell them out anointing with oil and you just got a greasy devil. So, and all that, no, you have to change your life and live by the word of God. I mean, it's just plain and simple.
Amen.
Everybody's not going to be rich. Jesus said the poor will be here with us always. And Jesus, then I always ask people, if you think you don't like what I say, Google how many rich people in the Bible. Or go to 1 Timothy 6:5. And it'll tell you if a person even teach you that godliness is a means of financial gain, get around and say, from such a one withdraw yourself. Because you brought nothing in this world, so you're going to carry nothing out.
Amen. Amen.
You say, with food and clothes, with such things be content. See, we need to learn what it means by his grace is sufficient. It's unmerited. It's just enough for me. You don't have to give me $1 million, Jesus, for me to love you. I love you because you gave me life.
Amen.
And you gave it to me more abundantly. I have children. I have food on my table, clothes on my back. It's not raining on me. It's not hot in my house. It's not cold. When it's cold, I'm warm. When it's hot, I'm cool. So I'm good. I have a nice job, but I'm searching for it. And I'm still working doing the kingdom building. See, what we fail to realize, and we need to, these preachers are doing wrong. I've been pastoring 27 years. I've been saved longer, but I've been pastoring the church I've been at now for 27 years. And I've learned that Jesus came to save us from our sin. Mary was told, you shall name him Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. He didn't came to raise the dead. He didn't come to do all that. When he raised the dead and he was healing people, he would let you know, I'm Yeshua HaMashiach. He was saying, I'm the one you've been looking for. I am the anointed one.
Lord.
Now, I can't do what the anointed one did because he was God in the flesh. And John, in the book of John, the first chapter in the 14th verse, he says, and the word became flesh. meaning God became flesh and dwell among us. We beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full in grace and truth. We beheld a full package of God in a human form. You know, when they say the word, and then when John starts off with John, the first chapter, and the first two verses say in the beginning was the word. Talking about God. And the word was with God,
amen.
And the word was God. And all things were made by him. And it was talking about Jesus.
That's right.
But then the word became
amen.
King. But then it said that everything was made by him. So it's time that we start trying to be kingdom builders. God put us here. He said, go ye therefore. After he died for the sins of the world, not me. The angel Gabriel told Mary, you shall name him Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. When he hung on the cross and he said, it is finished, he said he had fulfilled the prophecies that was written about the coming Messiah. Now he had finished all the work the Father had sent him to do on earth. Then he told the children of Israel, now I want you to go ye therefore, go out and make disciples. And the word disciple means follower, a student. And make followers of me. And then he said, teach them all the things I taught you. And lo, I'm with you always, even until the end. And he taught us about love. He taught us about respect. He taught us about humility. And that's what we're supposed to be teaching. Here it is with people ahead of preachers today are so grandiose and suffer from self-aggrandizement, a lust for power. Thank you more than anybody. Set up on your law-rooted tutors. You are no more than anybody else in the church. Every man that's a believer, born again believer in Jesus Christ is a man of God. Every female that's born again believer of Jesus Christ is a woman of God. So let us stop going with that foolishness, letting people tell us a man of God and building us up. Paul said a man should not think of himself more highly than he ought to. We
Come
need
on,
to realize
man.
What that means. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Thank
yes,
you, sir.
Yes, yes, boy. Oh, boy, you brothers came on powerful tonight, man. Thank y'all, man. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for jumping in, man, and just meeting me right there. The overseer and the pastor just came in like, yeah, right there with me. Oh, boy, y'all felt me. Woo. Ain't that something? The spirit know how to talk to you. Y'all know when I'm ready to turn up, it's time to turn up. All right.
Amen.
Elder Melvin. Elder Melvin to join us, and let's bring him in. Elder, what we talked about tonight, check this out. The conversation started about everything that's going on. I came on growling. You know what I'm saying? Roaring like a lion and just talking about, you know, corporations, politicians, pastors, everybody that's out there taking advantage of the people and how we've had enough. We ain't mad. We just saints with attitude and we coming up against that enemy. And enough is enough, sir. So we just want you to tap in on that before we go across the top of the hour. We're glad to have you. God bless you. Good evening. Welcome to the show and break change.
I think I'm getting on what you say. Good evening, everybody, and to all my sisters and brothers in radio land all over the world. Those that are not in Christ, you're still my sister, and you're still my brother. But we have to have somebody in this life to pick on. So either going to be poor or God's children. Those are the ones that Satan attacks. Satan is the adversary of Christ. He don't want to see him with nothing. He don't want to see his people with nothing. So just prepare yourself in this life. The Bible tells you there's going to be trials and tribulation. There's going to be more when you accept Christ. The only difference in that, things doesn't bother you as much when you accept Christ. You have the same trial and tribulation, but if you're living, dealing with your own mind, this is when things have a tendency to bother you or retrogress or set you back. But when you accept Christ, patience sets in, trust sets in, faith sets in, and you're able to deal with these things. You still must learn the characteristics of Satan. All these things bad happen, this is Satan. We got to teach the people what to look for, what Satan has to offer, and what Christ has to offer. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you, sir. Thank you for that. I must say something to Pastor Jackson. Thank you, brother. You know what I'm saying? Iron sharpens his iron. He got to sharpen the countenance of his brother. You know what I'm saying? No matter how he got to sharpen him up. Pastor Jackson came in and corrected something I just said. He said, I didn't come in roaring like a lion. He said, I came in roaring as a lion because the enemy did say he's like a lion. So you're absolutely correct. Pastor, thank you for that. You know, sharpen it up, sharpen it up, sharpen it up.
Is that right?
That's what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Listen, we have to get to a point, everybody, where you decide whose side you're going to be on. Who you gonna let be the head of your house? You understand what I'm saying? And I ain't talking to you brothers in the physical either. I'm talking about who you gonna let rule your house in the spiritual realm? Because you know what I'm saying? We don't fight against flesh and blood now. So that darkness and that evil is in the spiritual realm, okay? And if you're not knowledgeable of it, let us help you get knowledgeable of it. Let us lead you to the light. Let us make sure that you understand what it is that you're missing out on. You know what I'm saying? Because every man that's on this phone right now, every man that's on this phone has been through that darkness. You know what I'm saying? And still walking through the valley of the shadow of death right now. But have been in that dark world, drugs, alcohol, money, women, all that, club hopping, you know what I'm saying? All that. But God saved us.
Amen.
Because we sought him out. We're men after God's own heart still today. We're not at our resting point. Our resting point is in glory with him. So let us get an understanding out here tonight as we get ready to go across the top of the hour. And brothers, I want y'all to prepare yourselves because we won't do the 2 minute warning tonight because I want to do something different with everybody tonight because everybody didn't really get a chance to jump in on some things at the beginning of the week. Pastor Jackson brought up something, and since he's here tonight, I want to be able to step back into that and everything that's been going on in life, everything that went on in God's word. See, you don't know what went on in my life unless I tell you, right? Unless I told you about it, correct? But you can know everything that went on in life by picking up the word of God. See, you missed that point. Because, see, you're rather interested in finding some gossip about somebody and then finding out about your Savior. Did you hear what I said? See what we talking about, you don't want to hear stuff that's going to save your life. You want to hear about how somebody getting their life beat down, stomped down in the street while you standing out there with your iPhone filming it, putting it all on social media. That's what you'd rather do. So what we choose to do is give you something different, something better, something greater. See, you out here trying to make what's good bad and what's bad good. It won't work with us.
Come on, man.
It doesn't work with
reprobate.
God. So exactly. That reprobate mind, that's exactly what it is, right? So what do we do about that? We have to help to lead you out of that darkness. So when we kick off this next hour, we just want to ask a question. With every situation that you're going through, I'm going to ask it like this. Who was there with you? Because Pastor Jackson, in everything that you went through in life, who was there with you? Who helped you out of that situation that you say, ain't no way I could get out of this right here. Ain't no way this going to work out right here. You spoke negative towards it, but God came in and raised up a standard against that negativity and brought you out of that situation. How many times somebody out there then been shot, then been sick, then had a heart attack, then almost died, but you out there right now. Who was there with you? Who was there? Who waited on you while you whirled around in the world and still put breath in your body? Who had patience with you? Somebody out there, family Jesus. Turned their back on them. But who still was there with you and told you, I'll never leave nor forsake you? Because he said, I knew you before you was in your mother's womb. You were swimming around with your daddy.
Come on now. Come on now.
All right. Let me leave y'all alone, man. Let me take this break. They were like, what do you think? All right. Listen, we breaking chains. It's the Mighty Men of Valor. We hanging out on this Thursday. Our overseer, Pastor Kemp, is here. Pastor Jackson is here. Elder Melvin is here. I'm Pastor Rod, y'all. We breaking chains. We are the Mighty Men of Valor on YAT Radio. Basking his presence on this right here.
You called out my name. Through my past covered my shame. This amazing grace you've shown. So
it's now time for Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor, where we work to give men increased self-esteem, establish a healthy self-identity, and motivate men to obtain high, noble character, as detailed in Scripture. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
My. Let me tell you something, man. Let me say something. I don't know about you. That song there, a lot of songs that touch my heart, but that song right there touches my heart. Because when you hear something like that, something Pastor Jackson always says, what side of the cross will you find yourself on? Excuse me, that you will find yourself on. And when you hear a song like that, God gave you an opportunity and is giving you an opportunity right now. And he's patiently waiting. Patiently waiting on you to make that decision, because it's already in your heart. You just got to start living it. See, God already chose his children. He knows who we are.
Amen.
He already got the names written. Don't forget that now.
Mm.
It's not something like the teacher down here checking your name off before you come to, when you get to class, to make sure you're there. God already knows who's coming to reside with him.
Amen.
He's patiently waiting on you to get it right. That's why you breathing today. Oh, man. Come on, let's go ahead. Ooh, glory to God. All right, Pastor Jackson, take a few minutes, sir, and step into your, were you there when God brought me out? Were you there?
Glory to God.
When I was doped up?
Glory to God.
Drunk? High? Passed out? Laid up? This woman, that woman, this money, selling dope, doing dope? Were you there when God came and got me? So, everybody know our testimony, so that's nothing new. So elaborate on who was there with you. Tell them about it, Pastor. Go ahead.
You know, it's amazing how people love to bring up that used to. You know, they can you hear me, sir?
Yes.
Yeah. They love to bring up that used to, but they have a problem when you bring up what you used to too. You know, so many people like to bring up your past. You know, they love to say what you did and how you did it, when you did it, how many times you did. But see, I want to give them something to talk about. You know, we were talking about, let's give them something to talk about. I want to talk about the goodness of God and how he called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Let's give them something to talk about, how he saved wretch like us. Let's give them something to really talk about, how we were once blind, but now we see. We were lost, but now he found us. Now, when man finds us, come and try to so-called rescue us, they could find us dead. But when Jesus came, he rescued us. We was alive. We wasn't alive and well, but we was alive. But what he started to do in our life gave us that newness of life, that new breath, that new opportunity. You know, let's give them something to talk about. If you really want to talk about something, let's talk about the fullness of God. Let's talk about how mighty and all powerful God is. Don't worry about what I used to. Look at what I'm doing now. And it's not because of me, but it's all because of what the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit knew about me before there was even a me. So let's give them something to talk about. And not only that, you weren't there when Jesus took that taste of crack cocaine from my mouth. You wasn't there when Jesus said no more alcohol, no more whoremongering. You weren't there. You heard what you said what you heard, but you weren't there when the deliverance and the forgiveness and the calling out and placing in. You weren't there. But I want to just give you something to talk about. And his name is Jesus, Yahshua the HaMashiach. Stop talking about what was and start talking about what is and is to come. Pastor just said the names are already written. He already knew. But you don't, because you weren't there. Thank you, sir.
Amen. All right. God bless you. You wasn't there. You wasn't there. You just heard. Then you just gossip. Then you just tried to tear down. Then you tried to walk it out by walking on him. See, you just tried to kick us around like a little bowling, like a little, what do you call it, soccer ball. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then here's the thing. You don't think we know who you are.
See that? You do too.
Some of y'all was there with us.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
All right. Let's pass. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I said just one thing, one more thing, and I'm gonna be done. One more thing.
What's that?
See, the thing about those used tos, and you weren't there, is this right here. Whenever you confront them, the first thing they want to do is holler, "You're attacking the church." And the reason why they do that is because of that you used to. You used to. I'm confronting you. I'm not attacking the church. Thank you, sir.
Amen. Amen. You know, listen, they just riding around. They driving on E looking for somebody they can manipulate, lie to, rob, or do something so they can fill back up again on some nonsense. That's all. You know what I'm saying? Listen, the devil got finished. He couldn't try no other temptation on you. So what he going to do? He got to leave you alone. You know what I'm saying? Oh,
Amen.
Man. All right. He going to wait for another opportune moment to come again. But he got the lead, so he's driving on. He ain't got nothing left right now. So, all right. Pastor Kemp, they weren't there, sir. You know what I'm saying? They don't know the story. And if they knew the story, maybe they wouldn't be allowing the things that are being done to them today. If they knew the story and studied the history of their own life and paid attention to things.
Mm.
They weren't there, Pastor. Elaborate on that, Pastor. Go ahead, Pastor Kemp.
They were not there, and they don't know. Some people will tell you that you don't know my story. I had it so hard. I had this happen and all these things happen in my life. But they don't know the story. They don't know because I have PhD and master's and from different schools. They don't know where I came from. They don't know about the crackhead. They don't know about the acid. They don't know about the marijuana. They don't know about secret indictments and people coming, surrounding your house with shotguns and rifles and arresting you for selling Schedule 1 and Schedule 2, manufacturing and distribution of Schedule 1 and Schedule 2 drugs. They don't know about that. They don't understand where God bring you from that. They don't understand about you being a married man and maybe having over 70 outside playing. They don't know about that.
Mm.
There are so many things that they don't know about. They don't know about having a bathtub full of marijuana every week that you can sell to other people to sell and things. They don't know about that. They don't know the hardship. They don't know what it means to have $1 million bond and locked up for murdering two white policemen, and the only thing you have is God on your side because you know you didn't do it. They don't know nothing about that. I know what it's like because the thing that I said, been there, been through it, done that.
Yeah.
But it was somebody greater than everybody that came against me. But God.
Mm.
I had God with me through all I went through. And then because he had worked to me, I was in a boat that turned over and two people drowned. I swam out the middle of a river with a strong current. And the other two guys drowned. But God. Because he had all these things for me to do, and he was there for me, and I will always lift him up. I know where God brought me from, and that's why when I believe what the scriptures say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, who he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And then I had a sermon that I preached about the prodigal son, and the title of it was Satan is
Satan, you thought to have me, but I changed my mind. And when I'm talking about the Bible says, but when he came to his sister, he said, I'm going to my father. And said, how many of my father's hired hand have food eaten? I go with water. I'm going to say, I sin before heaven in your sight. Satan, you had me drinking, doing drugs, running women. You thought you had me, but I changed my mind. Thank you, God
bless you. Yes, yes, yes. Boy, this show on fire tonight. Change my mind. That's good, that pastor. I changed my mind, Satan. Oh, boy, I'm loving it, I'm loving it. You got me with that. I changed my mind, Satan. Boy, look at here. All right, Elder Melvin, come on, get in this fire with us, brother, and bring your fire to the people. Break chains, sir.
Exactly, Pastor, I had to go outside. What was the question about whether there or something like that?
Yeah, you wasn't there. You weren't there when I was going through all these situations. I've had this on my back. I've had these things on my shoulders. But you weren't there. But somebody that I know was there. So you elaborate on that, sir. We're going to throw that to you. The mic is yours. Break chain.
Yeah, it looked like the one that do all the talking and the complaining are the one that wasn't there. When you look at life. You know so much and you wasn't there. But I do a song, he was there all the time, waiting patiently in line. So what I was doing, I was putting him on the back burner, and the only one that was there was the one that was doing what I was doing. But they're not the ones that are complaining. The ones that are so holy in righteous, those are the ones that got all this lip talking out the side of their neck, as I so to say. You know. But anyway, it doesn't matter. He was there all the time, and when I allowed him to find me, because Christ was never lost. That's when my breakthrough came, and using that for experience, I got somebody right here with me now, Pastor. I mentioned you guys about my niece from Detroit. She says I finally got her to listen because she needs help. And I told her one of the best things I know to do is tune into the program. But see, it's not about me no more. I've been delivered, and as long as I stand on His word and His word is in me, and I'm in His word, I'm going to be all right. And I want you all to think I'm being complacent. No, I'm not being complacent. I'm just going on His promises. His word is in me. His word is in me. And I'm in His word. I can do anything. But, Pastor, I want her to say something to you guys. I want you all to meet her. She's from Detroit. She's my niece. And she's really struggling. But the best thing I knew for her, she just introduced herself and listened to you guys. And this is my niece, Makita Adams from Detroit.
Amen.
Amen.
Hello, everybody. I'm Makita Adams from Detroit, Michigan. I'm 25. I'm a mother of three. And life hit me hard. And I was 18 when I became a mother. And I'm 25. When I started to walk by faith to seek God. Because at first, I was doing it my way, you know, I didn't have patience. I seen my life in my head, and I went at it. But I went at it fast. And now, you know, God, He stopped me. Because He's seeing a happy young girl turn into something so mad. And sometimes I ask myself, I'm looking like, okay, what am I going through? What am I doing wrong? And I try my best to stay positive and not cry so much. But now that I have my Uncle Melvin, my first time me and my Uncle Melvin was last year, and he literally been on my back to say in a word, and so I could be able to, you know, instill God into my son and my daughter, because I never raised kids before. So it's a lot. It's a lot. As being a mother, trying to go to school, trying to finish teaching, trying to make a foundation for her and her family. So it's a lot. And I don't knock nobody's struggle, because I know how hard it could be, or how hard it can be. And I love life. It's amazing, though. I keep smiling through the storm, after the storm, before the storm. I just keep smiling. And I had people come to me, try to take my joy, take my smile. But I'm looking like, nah, if anything, I've been homeless, evicted. I've been a little bit of everything, being a mother, and nobody can take this smile off my face. I just won't let them. So that's something I have to say, and keep my head up, stand for something, or fall for anything.
Amen.
Got that? Well, I gave her that if you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything, and that's what she has been doing. I know we deviated away from the service a little bit, but she needs to come in there. Because nobody knows what tomorrow's gonna bring. That's what I'm trying to help her to keep her from going through the stuff that I went through, and that's wisdom. You got somebody like with Pastor Mondeen, Pastor Kemp. Pastor, when Pastor Kemp told me all the stuff he went through, I knew this. Look, that's where I belong. Because we could relate to each other. And he didn't play with me. He just told me straight out, "Now, boy, you got a little money. Don't go out there and mess it up. I ain't doing nothing." But he just let me know. Satan will attack when things like that happen. So pass them to straight. But I just want to try to meet my niece, Pastor Will. She's going to be tuning in. I told her she needs to tune in every night. But she needs the help. Well, I know I'll be being a little bit, but I had to get that in. Thank you guys for letting us share that.
Amen. God bless you. We appreciate you bringing on, and we thank her for coming on and giving us her testimony. And if it's okay, like for her to sit down for a minute and take a listen, because I'm going to ask all the pastors to say something to your niece. And but not only that, as they're speaking to her, we're speaking to the world as well. So we're going to break some chains tonight. We came on to do this, and we come on to do this every night. So, sister, thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing with us. And we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to let everybody take a few minutes and say some words to you. And we're going to break some chains. So, pastors, get ready, you know, to go to feed this young lady, and let's cover her. Everybody, you listen to Breaking Chains, the Mighty Men of Valor. Oh, man, we breaking chains tonight. I'm telling you. Putting Satan on the run, busting that head open. Woo, let's go and get him. All right, it's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio. We live, y'all. Here's something for you to meditate on. Prepare your hearts and minds.
Oh, clap your hands now.
Yeah.
Clap your hands now.
Oh.
Clap your hands like this.
Come on.
Clap your hands now.
Come on.
Clap your hands.
God is so wonderful and marvelous.
I'm so glad that he saved me.
And he is merciful, and I am blessed.
I'm so glad that he saved me.
The Lord is so wonderful and marvelous.
I'm so glad that he saved me.
And he is merciful, and I am blessed.
I'm so glad that he saved me.
The Lord is so wonderful. How can I forget the type of love he showed? Was crucified and on a third day he rose with power in his hand. And you know that he took control over death and gave me life, and I truly know through him that I am life and it will overflow.
Marvelous. I'm so glad that he saved me.
And he is merciful.
Listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137. And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right. Welcome back to the show. Thank you very much. My God is awesome. He's marvelous. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for the Lord, I don't know where I would be. I'm just being honest.
Amen.
Powerful sister came on and gave her testimony just now. And want to say something, guys. So our two-minute warning is going to start. So I throw a flag on myself tonight, so brothers, I'm going to turn over the mics to you, and each one of you get those 2 minutes to speak to the sister. And who's ever out there listening may be going through those same situations and got those struggles on them. You know what I'm saying? We don't know who we are talking to every night, but we know that we are speaking for the Lord. So we good. So we just going to go out there. Let me start off by saying this. I know from a personal perspective that, life is a struggle. Trials and tribulations will come. But God told his children that would happen when he walked on the earth in the form of Jesus the Christ. He said, because of him, we were going to go through these things. So let me say it like this, and some people may not understand this. But always give God thanks in every situation. God says in everything, no matter what, acknowledge him. The good, the bad, the ugly, the good looking, the pretty, whatever you want to call it. You know, we have to acknowledge him because he'll never leave nor forsake us. And the reason why you're going through things is because you do belong to him. It's because you are his child. That's why the devil's attacking you, because you are his enemy. So what we have to do, we have to gird ourselves up with the full armor of God and stay focused on him. Continue to look to the hills from which cometh our help, because our help comes from the Lord. And we have to be like Psalms 27 and know that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The scripture said, the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So we have to stop squirming and running and ducking and dodging. And just face the issues and call on the name of the Lord. Because at the name of Jesus, the devil has to flee. So we know who we belong to. So just walk in it. Walk in the boldness and the authority of the Most High God. Because you're covered in the blood of Jesus. Listen, I said this, and I mean this. And listen to me, and I'm going to pass the mic. Listen to this right here. If God tells you that he's going to place a hedge of protection around you, trust and believe it. If God say that there are guardian angels to protect you, trust and believe it. If God tells you that I'm going to give you a full armor of me, this is the full armor of God. Is that to protect you? Trust and believe it. When he gave his only begotten son and shed his blood, you were covered in that blood. Jesus told Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades, which is hell, will not be able to prevail against it. You the church. So if you protect it like that, don't worry about nothing. God got your back. God got you. Sister, God got you and your children. Whoever Amen. Else out there, you think you worrying and stressing and crying and depressed about it, call on the name of Jesus. And give your heart to the Lord. Don't just call him just because you can say the name. Call it and mean it, and then he going to hear you. Give your heart to the Lord. And everything's going to be all right. Because God's got your back.
Amen.
All right. Passing the mic. Pastor Jackson, grab your couple of minutes, sir, and speak to him. Especially this young lady right here. Our new niece.
And Jesus. Amen. In Jesus' name, you know, Jesus let us know that we will have trials and tribulations, but to be of good cheer, because he's overcome the world, and because we are connected to him, we shall also. But sometimes our greatest teacher comes through experience. Sometimes our only way out is going through, being led by the Holy Spirit of God. Sometimes our greatest lessons come through our hardest times and struggles. But more than anything, and I want you to hold on to this, sometimes God will allow us to go through hell. So when he bring us out, we don't want to go back. I love you, my sister, and God's continued to bless you and your family. All is well. The best is yet to come.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for that, Pastor. All right. Pastor Kemp, the mic is yours, sir.
God bless you. We just want to say God bless the young lady. The Bible talks about that we have to be tried in the fire. And the Bible gives us an analogy of gold. That when you find gold, it's connected to a rock, but it has to be tried in the fire. And then you'll come out like pure gold. You've been going through your trials. In the tribulation, there's a term that we use in theology, the study of God, called the vicissitudes of life, the ups and downs. Yeah. And like, I was looking over and I seen this thing where it had a gentleman trying to explain to his daughter about trusting in God. And he asked her a question. He said, now in life you have two things you could do when you're having problems and when you're going through storms. Either you could give it to God or you could work it out for yourself. And asked the daughter, which one? She said, I want to work them out for myself. So he gave her a box. He said, I want you to hold this box in your hand. And he had over a table. And he said, now, what I want you to do, don't let this box touch the table. And as he said, now, when storm comes against your life, he put 16 ounce by the water in the box. She started getting weak. That was her self-handling of problem. And say, Jesus was the Savior. And say, kept putting boxes in there until he was so weak, he had to rest the box on the table. See, we try to handle our own problems. And we don't turn them over to the Lord and say, Lord, I know it's going to be your way anyway. But that's why the wisest and the smartest man to ever live, and it said in Proverbs 3:5-6, say, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct thy peace. John 16:33 said, in me you'll have peace. Long as we have faith in Jesus and do what he asks us to do, we can have faith in the midst of a storm. All we have to do is put our faith and trust in him. Don't put it in man, but put it in God, and do everything that you can do to make it, but continue to have faith and trust in God. God bless you. Continue to listen at the brothers on tonight. And God's going to bring you through. I promise you. I know God is no shortage of his word. If he'll never leave you nor forsake you, he will. Amen. God bless you. Much love.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you. Oh, look here. What a show. What a show. All right. Giving it back to you, Elder Melvin. You there with her. So you talk to her all the time, but you say something and speak to the people too as well. Go ahead, sir. Your time is now.
Well, one of the things I want to say, she deals with so much negativism on every side of the family. I don't know what it is with the others. I really don't care. But I knew what she needed to hear, something positive, and let her know that she's the only one going through that. Now, she may be able to help somebody else later on. I told her, don't try to go out and do nothing to nobody else right now. You get to work on you and understand when God is speaking to her. But I want to thank you guys for doing what you did for her and for others that are listening, because other people are listening too. Some other women may be going through, and no, that's the wrong word. Some other women are going through the same thing. But if wisdom comes through the eyes and the ear, it doesn't come through the mouth. I know that. So I told her, they shut that one mouth and open both your ears, and then you are going to learn wisdom. So thus far, she beginning to listen. And I got her daily, so I'll be on her, not on her, but I'll be giving her advice daily. But I told her she needs to tune into the show every night. I mean, what's good? It ain't going to hurt an hour and 15 minutes, an hour and a half. I'll be hurting. I'll tune in, but just tune in. You never know what you may learn, and you never know what you may miss by learning the word and hearing the word. Some things you don't have to go through. Last thing I want to say is that song I told my daughter, what a friend we have indeed. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. And the word is forfeit. The peace, Daddy tells me, Mel, you gave up the peace. It was there, you gave it up. And oh, what needless pains we bear. Needless. Yeah, you went through them pain. You didn't have to go through that. You just hard headed, and that's what I told my daughter today. And I told her, you got to learn to listen. For some things you don't have to go through. Other people went through them. Sometimes God used people for sacrificial measures, where others won't go through that. So I asked him, I said, why you allow me to go through this? And God told me I could get you back, and He did. So I just want to say that hopefully that will help somebody. And thank you, God, for talking to my niece and all everybody else who is listening. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. We're going to get our final comments. Got our Black History facts for tonight, and also our health tip. Elder Melvin, I know that you're there with your niece and your great niece and your great nephew. Wrap your arms around them right now for us, and just wrap your arms around them and put your arms on them, your hands on them, and brothers, let's let them know that we love them. And this is for everybody that's out there. Put your arms around yourself and just know that if you feel like you got nobody else, God is there. And guess what? You got a family here at Breaking Chains. We love you, and as Pastor Kim tells everybody, ain't nothing you can do about it. Amen. All right. Hold on. We'll be right back. We're going to take this quick break, and we're going to come back with our final comments. That's why we need these kind of people out there. We need those urban missionaries to hit the streets. It's time to go to work, y'all. We in a war. Let's go.
Yeah. Man, it sound like some straight superhero music, don't it? Sound like somebody about to swoop down out the sky. But I hate the day.
Swoop down out the sky, man.
That'd be some good
he
news,
came
right?
Walking up.
That's what it sound like, though. About his father's biz. He was an urban missionary.
He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. Once upon a time I was posted on the block with a 40 on my hip and a pocket full of rocks. Out there acting bad, steady ducking, dodging
dodging cops, seen a whole bunch of people, so I pulled over, stopped. It's some church folks, I would say to my surprise. Then this preacher came to me, asked what else I do but grind. I stood there for a minute and I took a little time. I told him I'm a rapper, so he asked me what's a rhyme. When I finished rapping, he just stood there with a smirk. Then he asked me, could he take me to some rappers from his church? He took me to this dude that looked just like me, with some Tim's on his feet and a fresh white tee. When that boy spit, I seen that fire in his eyes, and he told me for my sin was the reason Jesus died. I told him that was dope, and I asked him what's his name. He reached and shook my hand, and he told me it was plain. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He learned the gospel, and he bring it to the hood. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. I know this dude that live off in the worst part of the city, where bangers get bust and them boys live gritty. Right outside his crib, they be posted selling dope, but he moved there because he know the gospel bring hope. He take them in his crib, bring them right up off the streets, give them food for their belly and some books they can read. I'm glad he moved in because he's so into a need. If it weren't for dudes like him, I'd be still smoking weed. I've been from the block trying to come up for some D's. Probably be up in my grave, make a rest or I pee. Glad he took us in his crib and let us meet his wife. I was already saved, but that day changed my life. He said and told us stories how that drama got real, how they shot up in his crib, white, almost got killed. Man, I sat there listening to him with tears in my eyes. Every word that he spoke lit a fire deep inside. Have you ever taken a trip to the west side of the shot? Go and look that boy up, man, his name Brian Dye. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. There's a dude on the corner that's out there smoking weed. They need to hear the truth, cause the truth is set him free. There's a baby in the building that don't got no food, cause a mama on the block trying to get it from them dudes. Ain't nothing wrong with you going overseas, but there's people on your same street need to be free. If you wanna do a mission, you ain't gotta look far, cause some people need to hear the truth in your backyard. On the bus stop, girls at the beauty shop, dudes at the barber shop, the people at the car wash, the dudes sitting next to you at the coffee shop. We supposed to hit the hood until it look like God's block. Until we die, we suburban missionaries. Until we underground and in the cemetery, it's time to go to war. Ain't no time to be scary. They need the living water that's flowing out your belly. We suburban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood.
Totally just shocked about just what happened to the computer. Okay, there we go. Can everybody hear me? Because I don't know what just happened. Can you hear me, Pastor Jackson? Can y'all hear me out there?
Yes, okay. Sir.
All right, great. Okay. Computer just did his own thing for a second there. All right, urban missionaries, we need y'all to hit the streets, man. People need you out there. We need you out there. God needs us out there. So let's get on our assignment and do what God has, commissioned us to do. We accepted the charge, and we need to follow through with it. We asked him to send us, and he came and got us, and he sent us on our assignment two by two, so let's get to work. My final comment tonight is this. I had a conversation with my sister for the past few days when talking about it. I've been talking about that, you know, enough is enough. I've just been fed up, you know what I'm saying, fed up. I could talk to my sister differently than when I come on the air, But when I came on the air tonight, you had a taste of how I've been feeling and having the conversation with my sister about it, right? And, you know, she hanging out, you know, she listening tonight. So big ups to my sister, Sonya. God bless you.
Amen.
But listen, you have to understand that you get to a point in life where you really have to say enough is enough. And as a child of God, what we see every day, we have to stand up against this. It's time to stand up and really say enough is enough. Stop letting people with money and matter of fact, stop feeding their pockets. You know what I'm saying? Start taking care of your house. Start taking care of your business. You know what I'm saying? Be creative. Invent. Build. Start. Something. You know what I'm saying? Put your money up. Stop buying the Gucci and the Jordans and you know, everything. Teach your children to stay off Facebook flaunting all the money and smoking dope and doing all this in front of everybody. Let's get back to who we are, who God called us to be. And if you don't know who that is, start asking some people. Start listening to Breaking Chains. We'll tell you. Dr. Kim tell you every Tuesday. But you don't even want to take time to pause and just learn who you are. He read the book for you because you ain't reading it. For those that are, we applaud you. God bless you. Let's get on our assignment, brothers and sisters. Get on your assignment. Amen. Pastor Jackson, your final comment, sir.
You know, the best thing we can do as men of God is to encourage. Encourage. Pray and encourage. And I just want to say this right here. Ain't nothing too hard for God.
Amen.
Jesus still saved, and the Holy Spirit still comforts, leads, guides, and empowers. In Jesus' name, I love y'all. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. All right. Delta Melvin there. Delta Melvin, final comment.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm going to say I'm going to stick with this because it seemed to work for me. I want you to go into the book of Galatians. Read chapter 5. I want you to look at the 27th Psalm. Did I say that right, Pastor Teresa? No, Proverbs. No, 27th.
Yes,
Proverbs. Did I say it right, Pastor? Proverbs or Psalm?
Psalm 27.
So, okay, I want you guys to look at 27th Psalm and look at the 5th chapter of Galatians. And I just want you to read that and just concentrate on it. And ask God ask my daddy for revelation. And when you ask for that, ask him to give you insight. I forgot the other ones, three of them that I used, where you could understand, the other ones to understand. But ask God to give, just ask him. You say you have not because you ask not. So why don't you just try just to operate, ask him. Thank you all for that.
Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you. All right, Pastor Kemp, your final comment, sir.
Amen. God bless each and every one. My final comment be tonight is the Lord will put people there for you. He bless you to have your uncle, Elder Melvin, Elder And Elder Adams, I want you to call me after you finish tonight. I need you to pray for me. Also, I just want to say to all those who are listening, the young lady is not the only person going through those different struggles and storms. We all go through it. It's just who we depend on and how we call on the name of the Lord. He'll deliver us. But also, it's our job to be there, to edify, to comfort, and to build up those who need us. And she's blessed to have her uncle that's there to try to get her. But I would like to just tell Pastor Melvin just to get commentaries. Get her commentaries because she may not, as a babe, trying to learn. It's different. And you have to know some of the things to God give you teachers to help you with different things. So, and she's going to be okay.
And we're going to pray for her, and we're going to pray for one another. And I just want to say this, too, before I turn the mic over. Pastor William, Pastor Jackson, Elder Melvin Adams, you guys have been a blessing to all those who are listening. Continue doing the work of the Lord. And for the ministry that you have, Pastor William, you're dynamite. God has truly blessed you and have some strong men of God. And I'm hoping we have a strong lady of God that's in training right now from this day forward.
Jesus.
My God.
And I just ask you to continue to do what you're doing. We got your back.
Jesus.
We got your back. Don't worry about that. Brother Melvin, Brother Jackson, and Rev. Jackson, and they have your back. They're going to be there with you. And I'm going to be there with you. Real men of valor. Real men of God.
Amen.
So God bless each and every one. And God bless the young lady. And just continue. The race is not given to the swiftest nor to the strongest, but those who do.
Yes.
Let me tell you, it's not how you start your race, but it's how you finish it. You're going through something like you're at the beginning of your race, but guess what? If you keep running, you will be a winner. God bless you.
Keep running. Amen. Amen. You victorious. All right, everybody. What a powerful show. It's time for our Black History Facts tonight. We don't have a specific honoree tonight. I got some facts for you. I want you to listen closely to the Black History Facts for tonight. On this week, Dr. William Harry Barnes became the first African-American certified by the Surgical Board back in 1927. Bet you didn't know that. How about the board? Brown versus the Board of Education declared school segregation unconstitutional back in 1954. How about Plessy versus Ferguson upholds constitutionally of separate but equal in 1896? How about Wally T. Ribbs becomes the first African-American driver to qualify for the Indianapolis 500 back in 1991? And Robert N.C. Nick sworn in to the U.S. House of Representatives in 1958. Those are your Black History Facts for this Thursday evening. All right, here's your health tip for tonight. Don't forget to get your exercise on. I need you to do some exercise, some stretching, work out those muscles and them bones, man. I tell you, because they'll stiffen up on you. And do your side strata hops, some push-ups, some sit-ups, some crunches. Take a walk. Take a jog. And make sure you take some water with you, because you got to put 64 ounces of water in your body every day. What's 64 ounces of water? Grab you 4 16-ounce bottles of water, or get you 8 glasses and put 8 ounces of water in each one of them and drink them. And however you want to put 64 ounces of water in your body, do that on a daily basis at the minimum, okay? Cut back on all the fried foods, eat your vegetables, eat your fruits, cut back on some of the snacks. And just for one day, give me one day, and become a vegetarian. Don't eat no meat. Listen, we went on a 30-day no meat diet, and guess what? My sister ain't went back to meat yet. My sister don't eat meat no more.
Wow.
She done. She can't stand it.
Wow.
You give it to her, she gonna get sick. Now, she still likes the smell of a good sausage and a good piece of chicken, but she ain't gonna eat it. Trust me. She ain't gonna eat it. Sure smell good. But I don't want none. So make sure that you make sure that you take care of yourself. We need you healthy mentally and physically, and most importantly, spiritually. Study your word. Study the word. Did you hear what I said? Study the word of God. What is the word of God? Pick up the Bible. It's the basic instructions before leaving the earth. It's all about you. Study, okay? Study to show yourself approved before God. Leave man alone and get right with Christ, all right? And
amen.
Pray. Pray
amen.
Without ceasing. The scripture says, pray without ceasing. And brothers and sisters, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth.
Right.
You wondering why your prayers ain't being answered? Are you part of the righteous? Are you striving to get there? You wonder why God ain't did what he said he was going to do? Because we ain't did what we supposed to do. We ain't humbled ourselves. We ain't praying. We ain't seeking his faith. We ain't turning from our wicked ways. So God can't do nothing until we do something. So get on your job. Get on your assignment. Look in the mirror and start right there. Clean it up. What you see in that mirror is what you need to be cleaning up. Let's get it right, brothers and sisters. Let's get it right. All right, everybody, don't forget to keep everybody in the prayers. Let's remember Dr. Kemp and his family this weekend will be laying to rest their loved ones. So this is a trying time for the family. Let's encamp around them in the spirit with love and prayer. Pastor Jackson, I'm going to do something different with you tonight, sir. I'm going to ask you to pray us out and pray over Dr. Kemp, pray over Elder Melvin and his niece and that family. And let's lift each other up, sir. But I would like for you to pray us out tonight.
Yeah, amen.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Father, we come before your throne thanking you for another powerful podcast, Lord God, unto you, Lord God, bringing forth your word to your people, Lord God. And we pray that something was said that gave people hope, that gave people encouragement, just gave them the strength to hold on just a little bit longer. Lord God, we thank you for what you're doing in each one of our lives, Lord God, for you have attached us to one another and attached one another to each other. So we just thank you right now, Lord God, for what you're doing in our lives, Lord God, and we glorify you and lift your name on high. We ask that you continue to watch over Dr. Kemp and his family, Lord God, that they understand, and I know from the man of God that Dr. Kemp is, how he leads his family, Lord God, by example. And not just by word, but by deeds as well, Lord God, to let them know that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot kill, Lord God. And we just ask that you continue to keep them in perfect peace, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray for the, Elder Melvin's niece, Lord God, help her to understand that she doesn't have to look to the left or to the right, but to look to the hills from which cometh her help. For all of our help. Comes from the Lord. So help us understand, no matter what he's going through, Jesus is the way out. We can't even get to the Father except we go through the Son. But watch this here, help me, Holy Ghost. We can only get to the Son if the Father draws us. So help us to be mindful of what we say, what we do. Help us to live by example, Lord God. Help us to apply your word. Help us to be helpers one to another. Help us to spread your word, Lord God. Help us to just love one another, Lord God, as Jesus loved the church and gave his life for it. Help us to be about our Father's business, Lord. Help us to do what you call us to do. And we will always give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. For it is because of you that we live, breathe, and have our being. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. I said with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Glory
amen.
To
amen.
Hold
amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Reverend Jackson. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Jackson. Thank you very much. My brothers and our new niece and the little nieces and nephew.
Amen.
God bless you. We love you. We love everybody out there, and ain't nothing you could do about it. We'll
Amen.
See you back here. We'll be back here Sunday with Raising the Music, Raising the Sound with Jew Music. We won't be on tomorrow with our young people. We'll be back. You know, graduation is going on this week and everything, so a lot of school activity. So we'll join you back here on Sunday evening at 5 o'clock. But don't forget this Saturday morning at 10:15 Central Standard Time. Wherever you are in the world, 10:15 Central Standard Time, pause for a few minutes and go into prayer with us in the spirit, all right? And let's cover each other and definitely cover Dr. Kemp and his family on this Saturday morning as they lay to rest their loved one. All right, everyone, be safe out there. Be peaceful in the Lord because his peace brings about something that's serious in your life because it surpasses all understanding. You'll never figure it out. Just rest in his peace, all right? God bless you. Good night, everybody. See you later.
People, I love you. We're a family. Yeah, you and me, hey. We'll make through it all. No matter what the cost, we're a family. Yeah, you and me, hey. We'll make it through the pain, the rain, and all the trouble by ourselves. Oh, 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 my people, I love you.
I love you.
We are dying.
We are dying.
They are lying. Hey. We're being shot and haunted. Why you hating me? I'm just trying to be,
yeah.
Ladies like me,
great like me.
Grow with one another, living happily.
Living happily.
But you hurting me, yeah.
You hurting me.
Why not work for peace?
Why not work for peace?
Lion from Zion, I am a king. And you're a queen.
Word to say.
Have a peaceful place for kids to run. Yeah, you and me, hey, we'll make it through it all. No matter what the cost, we're family. Yeah, you and me, hey, we'll make it through the pain and rain and all the trouble by ourselves.
People, I love you.
My people, I love you. I love you, my people. I love you, my people.
I feel your pain, people.
I feel your pain, people.
We're a family.
Wow, wow.
Yeah, you and me.
Been listening to Breaking Chains with the Men of Valor on YAT Radio, where each week we discuss the importance of male self-esteem, self-identity, and noble character. You can always get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.